We're speaking now with Joel Espero. He's a candidate for Sandpoint City Council, one of the six candidates that are vying for three open seats. Joel is 30 years old. He's been living in Sandpoint for over 20 of those years, and he's been a city resident within the city limits for 16 years. He's a manager at Joel's Mexican Restaurant. And Joel, thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me, guys.
And to start out, so what do you think the issues facing the city council are most important at this time?
Well, if elected to city councils, I definitely want to focus on making sure, especially being involved in business, but having good sewer system, making sure we have clean water, making sure our emergency services are functioning, and making sure the roads are clear, especially, you know, in the winter, and that we have nice, good roads.
The basic services that
Absolutely.
Cities need to be
and
performing.
I think could be overlooked at times. Mm-hmm. And I would really like to focus on those. And I think that's a big, not issue, but something that we should be looked at mm-hmm. and
so
focus
really
on and cultivating.
Basic infrastructure for the city.
Absolutely. And, you know, those are things, services we should be having five stars in as a city.
Mm. Okay.
Among many other issues in town, yeah. of course.
There's a lot of issues.
Of course.
Yeah, we'll ask you a few questions
right
now.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with one that's a little bit different. The University of Idaho has announced that it intends to sell its undeveloped 77-acre property on North Boyer alongside Sand Creek. The city is currently conducting workshops and meetings to collect input on possible changes to the comprehensive plan to guide future development and use of this property. Do you have a position on the use of this property or the process the city has initiated?
I've been to, so far, every single workshop and meeting that they've had concerning the property. We did a walkthrough. Beautiful property, absolutely beautiful. And I know many people of the city of Sandpoint, and although also those who are not part of the city of Sandpoint, have benefited and enjoyed the property, including ourselves, family photos, et cetera. You name it, people have done it there. It's an absolutely beautiful piece of property, and I hope that whoever buys it keeps it beautiful, keeps as many of its natural habitat, and that's what I would like to see, to keep it beautiful.
So a little follow-up on that. It seems like the city process is aiming at making it conform to a vision for the comprehensive plan.
From all the workshops I've been to and all the meetings, it is zoned as single-family homes, and they're having all these workshops, and that's all they've said. And so whoever purchases a property, that's what it's zoned at. And so far as I know, and the questions I've asked and other people have asked, that's all it's zoned at. That's all it can be as of now.
Okay. Next question. The new grandstands at Memorial Field were completed this summer, and there is going to be revenues from the 1 cent sales tax that's going to allow for replacement of the turf at the Memorial Field. And that's a process the city's also has underway right now. There are three options on the table. One is to do an upgraded grass turf, a natural surface, or to replace the turf with an artificial turf. Or there's a hybrid that would be used. Part of the field would be artificial, part would be a natural. Well, do you have a position on the turf question?
Again, the work they've done on that stadium is beautiful. I mean, they did a great job. So I'd like to say that first. My personal position is being a former football player, athlete at Sandpoint High School is I enjoy natural grass. That's just how I am. That's what I like. I understand people why they want turf or the other option, the hybrid. And I understand arguments from all sides. I enjoy natural grass. Maybe call me old school, but that's what I like.
Well, continuing the talk about our parks and our natural area here in our community, if additional funds are available for park projects, do you have projects you would want to pursue or do you think the city should pursue? The city is also exploring a new master plan for City Beach. And do you have a position or ideas for potential changes, additions, or development of City Beach? So it's a two-part question.
As a family man, we enjoy many walks, especially living in town, being able to enjoy the parks and the city beach. And I want to see it continually be family-friendly, clean, making sure all the services work, all the restrooms are working, water fountains, volleyball courts, basketball courts, tennis courts, making sure everything's upkeep, grass is cut, and making it and keeping it beautiful and family friendly.
How do you feel about the state of the park right now?
Which one?
City Park. So, I mean, City Beach.
The City Beach.
You're a user, I know. I've seen you down there.
I play volleyball. They just redid the volleyball courts, and I think they did a great job. They added an extra court, which makes it nice because sometimes you go down there with your family to play, and they're all taken up. So adding one more court was a great job, and I don't know if they're done with it, but even what they've done now is very good, and I'm very pleased with that, especially being able to play volleyball with the family and friends. And
I kind of keep hearing the idea of an expanded indoor athletic facility for our community, that there's something missing. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Are you talking about, is that in connection with the City Beach? Like people
not
want an indoor
facility? Not with City Beach so much. This is an continuing the thought of our Parks Department.
Right. You know, I coach basketball. You know, I volunteer. It's my eighth year coaching Cooney Thunder. I play basketball. You know, Chris here, we play at Pine Street Park or the City Beach many years. I think that is something that is somewhat missing, especially in the wintertime. Summertime, it's not as bad, right? You got Pine Street Park, you got the City Beach. I wish they would change those rims. You know, they make me not look like a good shooter, you know.
Hey, Pine Street makes me City Council guy, you can get those rims changed.
So in the summer, things aren't as difficult. You know, you can go hiking, you can go swimming, you can go boating, you can go on beautiful walks, things like that. The winter, I think, is where the issues comes in hand, where even as an adult, not just a kid, you want to go play some basketball, and there's not very many opportunities for things like that or for kids to do indoor activities. You know, there's the mountain, but not necessarily everybody has the funds to go skiing or snowboarding. It can be a very expensive sport or hobby. You know, you can go ice skating on the lake. Maybe some people don't like that. They may be afraid of falling in, which probably why I don't go on it. But so I would say the winter is where the issue is. And those are things we can explore further, you know, if elected, on what could be done. Of course, financially, what would it cost? Things like that would have to, you know, do we have the infrastructure to support such a big building or something like a Kroc Center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That kind of rec center is the idea.
Absolutely. You know, having kids of my own and coaching basketball, I mean, those ideas, you know, you love those ideas, like, you know, a place to go to take your kids or the kids you coach, not even just to practice, but to get better, just to do what do you say? One-on-one lessons, you know, coaching lessons.
Indoor ice skating? Indoor hockey teams?
Yeah, I mean, I know there was a push a few years back from one of our customers who wanted to do something to that effect, and, you know, it didn't work out. But those are things, you know, that could definitely be explored.
Okay, new topic here. Jobs and local economy are always an election issue. How would you describe the economy here in Sandpoint currently? And what role do you see for the city council to play in creating a healthy local economy here in Sandpoint?
Right. You know, town was very busy this summer, not just us. You talk to many business owners and town was just very busy. And it's a very good thing. And when summertime, you really don't have a huge issue on being busy, especially the past few years. But I think town was significantly busier this year for many restaurants or businesses, especially the ones I've talked to. So that's nice. You can rely on that, or you can trust that in good faith that people will be coming to Sandpoint in the summer. There is a significant drop in the winter. You know, we do have the ski resort, but you don't always have the best ski conditions or snowboarding conditions, so you don't always have the same traffic. And again, it comes down to, I think, as a city, is making sure we have those roads cleared and clean, making it easy in the sidewalks for people to be able to walk and to enjoy the shops, to not feel like they're walking through a war zone of snow on the sidewalks, or even driving, which this winter will be our first winter with the new two-way streets. So that'll be very interesting to see how that works out. Mm-hmm. But I definitely believe keeping our roads clear, our sidewalks clear, making it easy for people, more comfortable to go on walks, to go enjoy the businesses, instead of feeling like it's a gamble whether the sidewalks or the roads are going to be clear or if it's safe to drive.
Well, we could move right into another very related subject. The Sandpoint downtown has undergone a major realignment of traffic patterns to remove the one-way streets to two-way. And the downtown redesign to widen sidewalks using stormwater swells and other changes carries on next summer, starting with Cedar Street, will start next summer. What is your position on these changes to downtown, especially probably the city street changes? I mean, you're right over there on Church Street,
right.
And Church Street used to be one way, now it's two ways. And just how the traffic is moving along. Do you have other ideas concerning parking issues also? Parking is an issue. Do you have any ideas on that? So,
right. And in regards to the two-way street, it depends how you look at it, where you're at, what you're doing. And I personally would like to wait at least a solid year before I make a final judgment on how I feel about it, what I think about it. Because at first you have, you know, when you get stuck in, you're just so used to one way, literally one way, and then you go to two way, it takes time to figure out which streets to take, which way to go. So there's that issue. Then you had them working on the roundabout over there by the Mormon church. So again, that changes the flow of traffic, more people coming into town, more people using the bypass possibly coming into town. So I would like to at least wait a year to make a final judgment on that, given the circumstances, people getting used to it, and especially seeing how it works during the wintertime and the plow trucks and delivery trucks, all of that combined.
Do you have any super ideas on solving the parking situation?
Again, I think with the new changes, you know, with the angled parking, I think it'd be important to wait and just see how it all pans out, especially happening right before summer. People were, you know, even tourists were used to everything. So I think it's important to at least give it time before making a final judgment on how we feel about it.
Okay.
Or at least, yeah.
So for another topic here, the city has moved towards construction of a fiber optic or high-speed internet in Sandpoint, partly in order to retain companies as well as benefit residential users. But do you feel this is an important project for the city to be undertaking? And how do you feel about the process up to this point?
Right. I mean, love to see that fiber optic in town and, you know, high-speed internet, especially sometimes it feels like when it rains or the weather's gloomy, your internet's always going in and out, or, you know, trying to, if not everybody has TV, so they have a Roku or something like that. So I think that'd be very, very, very beneficial to town, not just for businesses, but schools and other companies. I would love to see a company, a private company, come in and undertake it. I would love to see them come in, take it over, and I wouldn't even be opposed to them paying back the city for the work that they've already done to get it started.
Related to the economy is the matter of affordable workforce housing. Do you feel affordable housing is an issue? And if so, do you have a plan to address it or do you have thoughts about it?
About affordable housing? I believe that it is an issue. A lot of high rent homes are appraised very high. It's something I would definitely like to look into more and what would be the best steps to have affordable housing in a city like Sandpoint that's unique with the big lake, the ski resort. It's something I would definitely like to look into more.
Here is an issue that's been around for a couple of years or maybe a few years, that increasing train traffic, specifically trains that are transporting coal and volatile oil, that's as the potential to be a very big public safety threat, has become an issue locally and regionally with at least some citizens. And the fact that the city's taken some made some statements on it. Do you feel this is an important issue for city councils?
I certainly would like to look at it more in depth if elected. As a city, we should always be aware of what's being hauled through our city, whether by train or truck, not just train. And we should also have a plan ready for worst case scenario, say some sort of spill or crash, you know. And I believe it's something that we should always be concerned about and ready for worst case scenario.
Okay, we have three final questions. How many city council meetings have you attended in the past 2 years?
In the past 2 years, I have not kept a checklist, but I've been to quite a few.
How much time will you be able to devote to your position as a city council?
Whatever
person?
It takes. Whatever it takes.
Well, that was a quick answer. And the final question is, why are you running for public office at this time as a city council member?
I'm invested in the city. I live in the city. I have three beautiful daughters and a wife that are going to be here, I hope, in the city for a long time in the future. And they are part of the future. So I want to be a part of that future. And it is time for me to serve the community.
Well, Joel, how would people get a hold of you? They want to find out more about your candidacy or just get in touch with you with a question.
Right. There is Joel for Sandpoint on Facebook. That link will also be in the reader coming up with the questionnaire. You can get me at joel@joelforsandpoint.com if you want to email me, or if you just want to grab a bite of food and come hit me up at Joel's after the lunch hour, that'd be great too.
Yeah, great.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in and helping the KRFY listeners get to know one of the candidates for city council.
Thank you for having me.
Joel Espiro. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye now.